When Lucy and Charles had left, Mr. Lorry noticed a change in the doctor. A little sadness was natural, but there was a lost, frightened look in the doctor's eyes, which worried Mr. Lorry very much. When he left to go to Tellson's Bank, he whispered to Miss Pross that he would return as quickly as he could. 2 hours later, he hurried back to the house, and Miss Pross met him at the door.
"Oh, what shall we do, Mr. Lorry?" she cried. "He doesn't know me, and is making shoes again."
Mr. Lorry went up to the doctor's room.
"Dr. Manette, my dear friend, look at me. Don't you remember me?"
But Dr. Manette said nothing, and worked on in silence. Once again he was a prisoner in the Bastille, without friends or family, without even a name of his own. For 9 days and 9 nights, the shoemaker worked on, leaving his table only to sleep, eat, or walk up and down his room. Mr. Lorry sat with him night and day, talking gently to him from time to time, trying to bring his friend's mind back to the present. Then, at last, on the 10th morning, the shoemaking work was put away, and Dr. Alexandre Manette, pale but calm, was his old self again. Lucy was never told, and in the quiet and happy years that followed her marriage, Dr. Manette remained strong in mind and body.